When we start with the mean median mode standard deviation variation to give us an aggregate understanding of each quantitative variable, we would be also interested in how these data variables behave in presence of each other. A seasoned statistician would go for a regular covariance correlation approach to understand more about these relationships between variables. Example: weight of product depends on the duration of time for which the product depositing nozzle is open and circumference of the opening. Each of these variables will have an impact on the amount of product deposited and hence impact the weight of the product in pack. But it is also crucial to understand if the circumference of the nozzle is the final circumference, assuming that the nozzle has opened completely and hence will depend on how much time a nozzle takes for opening. Product is deposited only after the nozzle is opened fully. Hence the duration for which the nozzle is open will be inversely proportional to the time taken by the nozzle to reach its complete circumference. The above example shows us that even if two variables are having direct impact on a third variable, there is always a possibility that these two variables are also impacting each other. Uncovering these interrelationships then become a part of the ADA to provide the whole 360-degree view of the data at hand. Manufacturing also needs a lot of introspection on the physical attributes of the material used during these activities, which are called as material/physical properties of the material under use. Erosion, density, porousness, surface area, durability, malleability, ductility for metals, etc. are vital to understand why a particular trend is observed. Such insights can be gained by asking right questions based on the integral trends shown by the data. Data truly speaks. Letters typed in classic 1980 typewriter. Let's take erosion for example. In the old age typewriters, the ribbon used in the typewriter has a certain amount of ink available to print per square centimeter. This ink then reflects on the page depending on the letter that is used. If we create a database on the darkness of the letter typed, you would realize that after a regular interval, the letters start lightening. This can very well be observed using a simple line chart of the darkness attribute values over time. The cyclic patterns definitely show the wear and tear of the ribbon and hence the frequency of ribbon change. Similarly, manufacturing lines will change the instruments or do a maintenance activity on regular intervals and may show up in the data too. Discovering these trends and patterns is what we need from the ADA and can be easily done using the basic line chart/histogram and can be seen in my other post, https://95%sore.wordpress.com/2021/07/07/ADA exploratory data analysis/.